This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has surpassed that of the SARS epidemic, according to data from Chinese authorities. This as millions of Chinese prepare to return to work on Monday. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Data from the National Health Commission showed 89 deaths on Saturday, pushing coronavirus deaths well above the 774 who died from SARS. That grim milestone comes as millions of Chinese people prepared to return to work on Monday. Authorities extended a Lunar New Year break by 10 days as deaths and infections rose, and many of China's usually teeming cities have become ghost towns over the past 2 weeks. Even on Monday, a large number of businesses will stay shut, with many white-collar employees working from home.
Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Terrified residents of a northeastern Thai city have been reliving their ordeal after a gunman went on a shopping center shooting spree that left 29 people dead. As the gunman rampaged on Saturday afternoon, shoppers barricaded themselves in restrooms or hid under tables. The 16-hour spree ended in the shooter's death by Thai security forces. Prime Minister of Thailand addressed the media on his troops' use of force. Here he is speaking through an interpreter.
Yesterday, I was worried about the use of force. It has to gradually go from light to heavy use of force, and measures taken has to be appropriate. That is most important because there were a lot of people present.
The shooter, a Thai soldier, appears to have been angered over a land dispute. A vigil for victims was held on Sunday with monks chanting prayers. You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. We also have a mobile app you can download. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Ireland began counting votes on Sunday in a national election that an exit poll indicated would show a historic breakthrough for left-wing nationalist party Sinn Féin, collecting roughly the same percentage of votes as two established parties. The process now of forming a governing coalition in parliament will be complicated, with the other two leading parties saying they won't govern with Sinn Féin and will look instead to smaller parties with whom to form alliances. With the Iowa caucuses behind them, Democratic presidential hopefuls' big next challenge is Tuesday. That's the New Hampshire state primary. On the ABC News show this week, Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg, who did well in Iowa, says he knows he'll need the support of black voters to win the nomination and become president. Minority support is seen as a weak point for Buttigieg.
I'm going to have to work to earn that vote, just as I did in South Bend. I was brought and returned to office by a multiracial coalition, and the voters who know me best in the African-American community are where I get the most support.
Amy Klobuchar on the same program said she's been surprising voters with her ability to stay in the race and added she has no plans to quit.
I just did that to impress New Hampshire. I'm like, I don't need a hat. I don't need mittens. People literally thought I wasn't going to finish that speech. Then they thought I wasn't going to make it through the summer. Then they thought I wasn't going to make it to the debate. And was I at the debate?
Klobuchar announced her candidacy during a blizzard. While most Lunar New Year celebrations were canceled in China because of the coronavirus, thousands showed up in New York City's Chinatown to help celebrate on Sunday. AP's correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The parade celebrating the year of the rat featured drums, dragons, and signs saying "Stay Strong Wuhan," which is the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak that has killed more than 800. Parade goer Becky Lee says she's grateful they had it.
Supporting the Chinese people and like... yeah, helping them.
First-time parade-goer David Ramirez says he feels bad for the canceled celebrations in China.
Kind of sucks that they weren't able to have big ones.
Businesses in Chinatown say the coronavirus has scared people away, even though the city has no confirmed cases. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukraine's president has asked Pope Francis for help in securing the release of prisoners of war held by Russia and by Russia-backed separatist fighters in eastern Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky made the request after a meeting with the pontiff at the Vatican on Saturday. Russia annexed the Black Sea Peninsula of Crimea in March 2014. A month later, fighting broke out in eastern Ukraine in a conflict that has killed more than 13,000 people and displaced 1 million, more than 1 million. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.